Glorious Resurrection Sunday morning. Good morning. Everybody awake? Alive, alert, enthusiastic? Welcome to church. Why don't you stand up and greet each other this morning? I know there's only a few of us, but you all look so nice. Greet each other. You all have your singing voices on? We'll sing a couple a cappella, then we'll strap on the guitar and sing another one. We're only going to be together for just a short time this morning, but what a glorious new day. We even had some sunshine out there, didn't we? But I want you to know that this morning, it's warmer in Jerusalem. So in honor of them, we've moved indoors. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this great new day. Lord, we are in love with you. We are so thankful for what you've done for us. Jesus, thank you. What a great new day. We're here to celebrate your resurrection. Father, we come this morning. We come together this morning with hearts that are full and hearts that are rejoicing. We are so grateful. I know it's a full day of friends and family, but Father, we come to your house first. We come, Jesus, to honor you, to love you, to adore you. We thank you for what you've gone through for us. We look back with, Lord, a heart that's full. And your disciples went through so much from dejection to rejoicing. But we thank you that this morning we can declare to one another, He is risen. What a great day to celebrate you. In Jesus' name, we dedicate this time to you. Amen. Look at each other and say, He is risen. Lo, in the grave. Is he your blessed hope this morning? Father, we thank you again. We rejoice in your name and your presence. Jesus, we come and gather because you are risen and risen indeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've been through for us. Thank you that you've ever lived now to make intercession for your saints. You're praying for us, and we're celebrating with you this morning. What a glorious day. What a wonderful resurrection. What a wonderful Easter. And Jesus, we pray that you will even change our hearts and lives today as we think of you and we do these things in remembrance of you. Be lifted up. Be glorified here this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give each other a hug and then you may be seated. If you want to take your Bibles out, if you've brought them with you, please. Mark chapter 16 is where we'll be. Mark chapter 16 this morning. Mark chapter 16. Well, folks, here we are early in the morning. It's a great day. It's a fantastic new day. We've had the bad news. We've taken a good look at what has happened to Jesus as he went through his Passion Week. We've seen his beatings. We've seen the mockings, the cruel punishment. But now it's time for some great new news. Resurrection Day is here. Sunday's here. We kept saying Sunday's coming. It's here. Resurrection, Easter, the end result of what Jesus did for us. It's the sunrise, S-O-N-R-I-S-E. What a glorious sunrise, the beginning of a new day. Mark chapter 16, we'll begin in verse 1. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary, and actually we call her Magdalene, it's easy for us to say it that way, but the real pronunciation of her name is Magdalene. Magdalene, can you say that with me? Magdalene. Mary Magdalene. See, you're all Greek scholars this morning. Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices and that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. How many of you think you might be alarmed? If you ever see a young man clothed in a long white robe, you might be alarmed. That was a little joke, a little early morning humor. Wasn't very good, was it? Then you know that the Jews wanted to spread a rumor that the disciples came and stole the body of Jesus away. But right here, already, you've got in this little section a fantastic proof that that didn't happen. How many of you think that Mary Magdalene and the others might be in on the inside of something if they were going to steal the body away? They didn't know anything about a body being stolen away. They came to bring spices. They came to prepare the body for the burial. For the permanent burial of this man. Now, their day would normally begin at 5:30 in the morning. How many's day begins at 5:30 in the morning? Oh, my goodness gracious. Bless you. I think I'll leave now. Say amen. Okay. Some markets were open. They went and bought these spices, and the aromatic oils would be purchased and be used. Now, normally, bodies were anointed with oil and rinsed with water prior to burial. But if you recall, Jesus died just before the Sabbath began, and sundown at 6 o'clock was the Sabbath time, and it was postponed. And just another little interesting fact, when it came to burial, men were allowed to only dress men for burial. Women could dress either men or women. Now, ladies, don't look at your husbands or other guys this morning and say, see, I'm better than you. But spices were not used for everyone, but they were used for those who were the tip-top people, like Herod. We know he wasn't a tip-top person, but he was a leader. And so they would do spices for somebody like him. And the whole point of doing spices for a body was to reduce the immediate stench that would come in the hot Mediterranean climate. But after one day and two nights, the women could expect that the body would already stink. Now, don't look at each other and say, lo, you stinketh this morning. No, because you don't. You're shining. You're glorious. Smile at me, everybody. It's okay. Anyway, so, and the other point was, in Jerusalem, Jerusalem is 2,000 feet above sea level, and it's cool enough in April that when a body was sealed in a tomb, it would have been approachable. All right, what did the women say? As they come toward the tomb, this is fantastic. Now, they're looking at each other, they brought all these spices, and they're facing the reality that their passion has gone ahead of their common sense. They love the Lord, they want to see Him, they want to prepare this body. This is the one they have followed. And then this very practical question comes to them. But who will roll the stone away? These were massive, large stones that were usually in a track, if you will. You know, those pocket doors we have nowadays. We pull them out and they're, but this was a track in front of the tomb that the large stone would be rolled in front of. And it was not expected that that stone would be rolled away. It was usually sealed, and sometimes that would happen with a leather kind of a strap. And so you could readily tell if someone had disturbed the stone or moved it. It was moved oftentimes on the anniversary date of the death to go in and take care of the bones, or it was moved when they put other people into that bit of a tomb. So, but they're sitting there going, who's gonna move this stone? Can I ask you an honest question? Have you ever had a difficulty or a problem in your life that seems heavy and insurmountable, and you have absolutely no idea how that stone's going to move away? Folks, Resurrection Sunday is all about the miracle power of Jesus. The miracle power of your Jesus who can move your stone away. Would you say it with me? Jesus can move my stone away. When you face those obstacles, when you put your faith in Jesus, watch Him perform a sunrise. S-O-N-R-I-S-E. He is risen. Look at each other. Say, He is risen. Don't be afraid. The angel said to her, don't be alarmed, to the ladies. Over and over again in the Bible, we have the angels tell us, don't be alarmed. And this time, at least, they really mean it. Don't be alarmed. This is good news. Ekthalambaeo. Don't be frightened. Don't be astonished. Don't be utterly, sorely amazed. Fear is over. Don't go there. Fear of death is gone. Don't go there. Fear of condemnation and shame is gone. He is risen. It's all dealt with in the blood of Jesus poured out for you on the cross. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid when you rise on a new day when Jesus Christ lives in your heart. Folks, He is risen. Say it to each other. He is risen. How many of you understand there remains no other sacrifice for sin? Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus washes your sins away. The Bible tells us the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. How many understand that there's no one in this room that can perfectly keep the law to save yourself this morning? If you think you can keep the law to save yourself, let me tell you what you can have this morning. Fear. the kind of fear the angel told you not to have. Because if you think you can keep the law in yourself and in your own strength and perfect yourself, then Jesus didn't have to go to the cross for you. Folks, that is a sore disappointment and a terrible disillusion. Only Jesus can wash you free from your sins. Only Jesus fulfilled the law. You're not saved by keeping the law. Jesus, the Bible says, writes his word in your heart and on your minds. And he's the one who gives us the strength, the power to walk with him. Can you say amen this morning?
Amen.
Peace, be still. Fear not. He's risen. Verse 6. You see Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. The risen, the word in the Greek is egiro. And it means literally to rouse, to awaken, to rise up from obscurity, to come up again. He is risen. How many of you understand the stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out? It was rolled away to let people in. To see that Jesus was not there. Folks, your sin and mine, the temptations, the difficulties we face, cannot keep Jesus in a tomb. He's risen again. He is risen indeed. Your sin doesn't box him in. And then there's this glorious grace spoken of. But go, verse 7, tell his disciples, say it with me if you see your scripture, verse 7, go tell his disciples, and the next two words say it really loud, and Peter, I'm sorry, let's do that one again, and Peter, let's do that one more time, shall we? It feels good to say it, doesn't it? And Peter, that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. Tell the disciples and Peter. Tell the disciples and Royal, and tell the disciples and Sue, and Carl, and Sherry, and Ralph, and Randy. Tell the disciples, say it with me, and fill your own name in. Tell the disciples and Kevin. Peter might look and say, I don't deserve him. I betrayed him. I denied him three times because I was afraid. I don't deserve him. And then one of the very first messages from God on Resurrection Day was include Peter too. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
Include me too, Lord. Include me too. And he does. Go and tell my disciples and Peter that there's this glorious thing called grace. That there's this glorious new day. Church, it's a miracle that you and I are here. And I don't just mean because you got up early. It's a miracle that we are here. Jesus knows you by name this morning. He knows you. If you think that you're in the midst of a time where it's dark and you do not understand, Jesus knows you. He is risen, and he is risen for you and for me. Sometimes we come to a conclusion where we say, it's over for me. Some people thought that about Jesus. Was it over for him? No. Say it with me. He is risen. Go and tell. Verse 8. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb. They trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Bible says they were amazed. Ekstasis. It means displacement of the mind. Ecstasy. Bewilderment. Amazement. Astonishment. Like they were in a trance. The Greek literally tells us they were astonished. They were bewildered. They were amazed. You know what's so funny about this? You know, it's easy for us 2,000 years later to look back with a little humor. I take a little humor from this. All along, Jesus would do miracles, and he says, shh, don't tell anybody. And what'd they do? They go out and tell everybody. This time, God says, now go and tell everybody. What'd they do? They don't tell anybody. Do you think God has this wonderful treasure of people he gets to work with? Don't tell. No. Don't tell. I think I'll tell. That's how we are. They were astonished. We can enjoy this 2,000 years later. The fear, the confusion, the amazement, the bewilderment. How would you be? You went passionately to a tomb. Didn't even know how you were going to get inside. To bring these spices to the body of the one you loved as your Lord. The disciples were dejected, discouraged, and God's got a great new message for them. Oh, sure, Jesus had told them, but they didn't get it, did they? Have you ever read the Bible, seen some promises, but you didn't get it? Good principle, preach it all day. But when it moves from principle to the heart application with revelation and understanding, it changes your life. He's risen. And then can you imagine the emotions, seeing the angel, and then they're running away, and they're not quite sure what to say, but the heart is racing, and the belief is rising. He's risen. What a glorious sunrise. And then the reports begin. Jesus starts appearing to his own. Let's hear the conclusion of Mark 16 as we come to a close. Verse 9. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had, Magdalene? Out of whom he had cast seven demons. Verse 10. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Oh, yay! We're great disciples, aren't we? Hey, he's alive, he's alive. Oh, get off it. He can help you. Yeah, I don't believe that. That's how we are sometimes. Sometimes it's hard in the midst of our discouragement to really believe. But today is all about hope. Resurrection Sunday, it's all about deliverance, forgiveness, life, mercy, grace, the good news of God who loves you so. He is risen. Every promise is true. They went and told it to the rest. Verse 13. But they did not believe them either. Verse 14. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he looked at them and he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Verse 19, so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere. They're obedient now, aren't they? They went out and they preached everywhere because they'd seen him. They'd experienced him. They knew the risen Christ. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. And the last word of Mark is, amen. From dejected disciples to apostles who turned the world upside down, from heartbroken women to becoming the women who heard first the glorious good news. Do you know it was the women who were the first evangelists of the resurrected Christ? Women have a glorious place in Christianity. They go out and tell the story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. What a glorious good news. What a great new day. Church, say it with me again. He is risen. Let's stand. Jesus, thank you for what you've done. Thank you that indeed you are risen. Thank you that we can celebrate today and every day. Though we appreciate, and it's crucial that we appreciate what you did at the cross, crucial, from the cross. Lord, it is absolutely imperative we understand. Yet today our sorrows are washed away by the wonderful rays of sunlight that bathe us in the glorious good news that Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We give you our love and our adoration, Lord, and thank you for your miracle gifts. Now bless these that have come to this sunrise service. Let their strength be there today. Let their steps be full of life. Let their hearts be full of cheer as they rejoice that you are here. In Jesus' name, amen. One more time. He is risen. risen. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. Come back at 10, we'll tell you more of the story.